Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is November 1, 2025. Let's start with a close look at the market movements shaping the crypto landscape. Bitcoin has recently slipped below the $110,000 level, now consolidating around $110,162. After defending support near $107,000, its immediate support holds close to $106,300 with resistance capped at $112,000. This price action unfolds alongside significant outflows from Bitcoin ETFs, most notably BlackRock's IBIT fund, which saw a single-day outflow of nearly $291 million on October 30. Overall, Bitcoin ETFs recorded outflows approaching $388 million this past week. These movements suggest growing short-term selling pressure amid cautious market sentiment influenced by macroeconomic uncertainty and waning institutional confidence. In contrast, some altcoins have shown strength, with Zcash up 13.66%, Litecoin gaining 4.78%, and WBT climbing 7.31% in recent trading. This signals a rotation from Bitcoin into altcoins and stablecoins, as investors seek opportunities in niche sectors. Turning to Ethereum, today marks the expiration of over 646,000 contracts valued at approximately $2.49 billion. The put-to-call ratio is 1.25, indicating more bearish bets than bullish ones. With Ethereum trading near $3,800, the market is watching to see if price will retest lower levels or trend towards the max pain point estimated around $4,100. Among key industry developments, Tether has reported a remarkable profit exceeding $10 billion for the first three quarters of 2025, surpassing Bank of America and approaching the earnings of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. Backed by over $135 billion in U.S. treasuries, and holding nearly $13 billion in precious metals and $10 billion in Bitcoin, Tether's growing asset base and profitability highlight rising institutional confidence in stablecoins. In line with this, the company plans to launch a U.S.-compliant stablecoin named USAT by year-end, a notable shift towards regulatory adherence in the U.S. market. Ripple is set to unlock 1 billion XRP from escrow, equating to roughly $2.5 billion, as part of its liquidity management strategy. While most of this supply tends to be relocked, traders will be monitoring for any fluctuations in XRP's price dynamics stemming from this event. On the regulatory front, global authorities are examining banking rule overhauls related to stablecoins, ushering in evolving compliance standards that could impact market stability in coming months. In institutional and corporate news, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong mentioned tracking a prediction market during the company's Q3 earnings call, revealing an engagement with market sentiment that received mixed reactions. Also, Fold and Steak and Shake have partnered on a Bitcoin burger promotion offering $5 in Bitcoin rewards at nearly 400 U.S. locations, reflecting increasing mainstream crypto adoption. Also notable is the halving paradox for Bitcoin miners, who despite receiving 93.75% less Bitcoin due to recent halving events, have seen their dollar-denominated rewards reach all-time highs. Looking ahead, market participants should closely watch Bitcoin's ability to defend the $107,000 support level amid ongoing ETF outflows. The market is forming a symmetrical triangle pattern, indicating a phase of indecision and potential volatility that could lead to a breakout in either direction. Interest in altcoins and stablecoins offers potential avenues for growth, while regulatory developments and macroeconomic factors will remain key drivers. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.